Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they may go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being born in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contempt the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in thunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Then they go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters. He sees the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waters, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them down out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry grounds into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also so that they are multiplied greatly, spread not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh him famless like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verses 1 to 43. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, we worship you, and we honor and glorify your name. Lord, you are faithful, you are merciful. When we go over the reading of 107, you always come through, even when we make mistakes, when we cry unto you, when we repent. Lord, you come back and you bring us out of affliction, distresses, destruction. Lord, you hear our prayers. You bless us over and over and over again. Lord, when we go astray and we are afflicted, or we are in distress, or we are discouraged, and we realize that we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, when we come into repentance and cry unto you and pray unto you, Lord, you deliver us. You deliver us and you set us free. You calm the waters in our lives. You calm the storm. Oh, Lord, not only do you do that, you provide for us exceedingly abundantly. Father God, you forgive us. Oh, God, and you do not bring that to your remembrance again. You let us start new slates. What a wonderful God you are. What a merciful God you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins time and time again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord search our hearts in the depths of our hearts and see if there's anything that is in us that it will not bring glory and honor to your name. We ask you, Lord, to uproot those things in our lives. Any false foundation from our father's side, from our mother's side, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus repair those faulty foundations in our lives from our father's and our mother's side. In the name of Jesus, every faulty foundation that comes from our ancestors, oh God, we pray for mercy. Mercy for ourselves, mercy for our ancestors, mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, be merciful. Oh, when the foundation is destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Oh, Father God, we come with a repentant heart. Father God, not because of what we have done only, but because of the line, the false line in our generational line. Line from our ancestors. Line when our ancestors decided to leave you, God, and worship foreign God. Line, oh God, when our ancestors decided to go into witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, they made oaths and they made covenants, oh God, with the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they did not even think about us when they made those oaths and covenant enemy. They made the oath and covenant to go from one generation to the next generation. Some of the pain and suffering we're going through because of the oath and the covenant that they made with the enemy in the name of Jesus. And sometimes because of our sin and because we make covenant with the enemy that we should not be making, oh God. You are suffering. You are the Alpha and Omega, and you instructed us, the generation, our ancestors, not to worship and bow down to any foreign idol, that we should worship only you, oh God. And Father God, because of selfishness, because of greed, our ancestors have decided to worship other gods because of money, because of finances, not thinking about the generations to follow. But Lord, we've known you. We have come to accept you as our Lord and personal Savior. You have, Lord, received us into your kingdom. You say, all they that call upon your name, oh God, you will answer. So, Father God, you're a merciful God. We pray on behalf again, oh Lord, on behalf of our ancestors, oh God, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our generation, oh God, for mercy, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Repair all the mess of foundation that is in our lives, that is in our bloodline, from our father's side, from our mother's side. Oh God, repair those false foundations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, let the foundation be built on Jesus Christ, on Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, not by our power or might, but by the Spirit of the living God, Father God, we repair those foundations. We rebuild the foundations on Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. So, Father God, we pray this day, July 14th, 2020. Lord, let this day be a day, oh God, of new beginnings, not only for ourselves, new beginnings for the generations after us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you, Jesus Christ. We receive you as our Lord and personal Savior. that let the Spirit of God touch our generation after us, touch our children, touch our grandchildren. Let salvation come, oh God, to our children that do not know you. Salvation come to our grandchildren, our great, 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 great grandchildren for generations yet unborn. And oh God, we pray for salvation. Oh God, to come to, oh Father God, for generations yet unborn. We pray for your blessing to overflow to generations yet unborn as they stay in the posture and position of praise and worship, as they stay in the posture of obedience to you. You said in your word, if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the fruit of the land. Hallelujah, the good of the land. In the name of Jesus, according to Father God, Isaiah 1, O God, verses 19, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you daily load us with your benefits. We pray that you provide for us in the name of Jesus, oh, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or act of, oh God. Father God, we pray, we know that we are in a covenant relationship with you, oh God. And so, Father, we ask, just like you promised David, oh God, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. Father, all your promises are yes and amen. By raising up your anointing, oh God, let the blessings go from our children to our grandchildren, from our grandchildren to our great-grandchildren, from our great-grandchildren to our great-great-grandchildren, from our great-great-grandchildren to our great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Let it not skip generation. Let salvation come. Let them honor and worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. It's the fullest. Pray, O God, let the Holy Spirit speak to their hearts, O God, when they call upon your name and repent, Lord. We ask you to forgive them, O God. Forgive them and bring them back into your kingdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every promises, let it surely, surely come to pass as we walk in obedience. And Father God, we stand on the prayers, oh God, of our parents, our great-grandparents, oh God, great-grandparents who in a covenant relationship with you, great, oh God, who was in a covenant relationship, not those that went and still repent, but those that was in a covenant relationship, those that you promised to answer their prayers, and Lord, you are yes and amen. You still answer Abraham's prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, our generation, our ancestors that were in your kingdom before they left this earth, who is right there with you in heaven, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to activate that prayers that they prayed for us, prayers that our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather prayed for us, oh God, to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Activate the prayers, oh God, that our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother prayed for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let those prayers be activated and manifested in our lives, in the lives of our children and our grandchildren and generations yet unborn, oh God. Lord, activate the prayers, oh God, God, of our mothers, oh God, those that have passed along, oh God, who's with you in your kingdom, the breast that prayed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, some of them fasted and prayed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they're right there with you. They are the cloud of witnesses, oh God. Lord, let those prayers be activated and manifested in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, almighty God, let us walk into those blessings and breakthroughs. Keep us, keep evil away from us. Let your hand rest upon us. Oh, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. They prayed for me when they did not never have seen me, oh God. My great-great-grandmother prayed when she had never seen me. She did not even know what she was praying, but she was praying for generations. She was praying for herself and all the generations yet are born. Oh, Father God, some of our grandmothers are so faithful, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. As you stand, Lord, you will hear the prayers of the sin. Oh, yeah, my sin. Our fathers, oh God, our grandfathers, our great-great-grandfather, seed of our seeds, our seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those of the ones that were not contaminated with witchcraft and all kinds of satanic, those ones kept themselves with you, oh God, they prayed relentlessly for us, oh God. So activate that prayer in the name of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. Seen and unseen, known and unknown, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against our spouses shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against our children and grandchildren shall prosper. No weapon, oh God. We are your sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, oh God. All your promises are yes and amen. You are sovereign. You are faithful. Oh God, and we activate all the covenant promises. Let it be activated and manifest in our lives that everyone will see that we serve a true and a living God. Oh, and they will come to know you as the Lord and Savior. Lord, bring us into our wealthy place in you, oh God, wealthy place in you. Surround us, oh God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Oh, Father God, send your holy angels to war on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. War on behalf of our children, in the name of Jesus. Lord, war, let the holy angels war on behalf of our seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. War on behalf of Al, in the name of Jesus. War on behalf of Ricky, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your holy angels war on your behalf, on the behalf of Tina. Let your holy angels war on the behalf of Mandekai. Let your holy angels war on behalf of Crystal. Oh God, let your holy angels war on behalf of her children. Oh, let your holy angels war on behalf of Christian, Joshua, Zechariah. Let your holy angels war on behalf of Makari and Kamari. Let your holy angels war on behalf of CJ. Let your holy angels war on behalf of Tina and her husband, in the name of Jesus. Al and his wife, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels war on behalf of my husband, war on behalf of myself, in the name of Jesus. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord. You won this battle more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. We began the victory in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, war on behalf of your sons and daughters right now who's on this prayer line, oh God. War on behalf of your covenant children. War on behalf of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we claim salvation for our family members who do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover us in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. My husband is an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Tina is an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Monteca is an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, Tina and Michael and the family, they are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Yekuria masantere yakuria masi. Gloria santere yako. Oh, yes, Lord. Niki Ereo, wash in the blood of Jesus. Be merciful unto them, O God. Be merciful unto them. Restore unto them the joy of your salvation. Gloria masi. Pray for your children as I pray. Hallelujah. Wake up and pray in the name of Jesus. Call your children in. Hallelujah. Father God, restore their marriage in the name of Jesus. Intervene in their affairs in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, although that bishop passed away many years ago, but he prayed for them. Oh, God, yeah, the prayers of the bishop, yeah, the prayers of me, oh, God, the almost for Al and his wife, oh, God, in the name of Jesus and their family, oh, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you from in their marriage. The Lord rebuke you from in their family in the name of Jesus. God, redeem their marriage. Redeem their home in the name of Jesus. Uproot everything in their lives that is not of you, O God. Restore us to them the joy of your salvation in the name of Jesus. I soak them in the blood of Jesus. I soak them in the blood of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around Tina and her husband. Be a wall of fire around Al and Nikki, oh God. Be a wall of fire around the children, in their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, restore unto them the joy of salvation. Restore Mandaka, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Satan, get your hands off his life. His body, soul, and spirit belong to Jesus Christ. Holy Master, he will fulfill God's plans and purpose for his life. Yeah, the Lord rebuke you out of Mandaka's life. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And Father, we do, let's pray, oh God, for Mandaka or any one of our children, but for everyone under the sound of my voice whose children are married. We soak the marriage in the blood of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy against their marriages in the name of Jesus. Any plan of the enemy against marriages, against our marriages, against our children's marriages, against our grandchildren's marriages, we come against it in the name of Jesus. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Father God, your word says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, O God. You said you can even make a way in the wilderness. O God, you can make fruitful bearing and bearing fruitful. You are God. You are a great, great God in the name of Jesus. So we took every member of that's on this line. Lord, we took our children marriages, our children relationships in the blood of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you for our children's marriages. The Lord rebuke you from our grandchildren's marriages. The Lord rebuke you from our great grandchildren's marriages. Oh, yes, God, you said that he has. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. We come against any wicked, any incantation. We destroy every work of darkness. Father God, we come sometimes destroying you to afflict themselves. We ask you for mercy. Father God, wherever we went astray, wherever our children went astray, wherever our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren went astray and afflicted themselves because of lack of knowledge, Lord, you are a merciful God. Restore unto every one of us the joy of your salvation in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around these children. Be a wall of fire around the marriages. Be a wall of fire around my marriage. In the name of Jesus and the glory within, we come against every negative word, every evil word. We come against incantation curses. Oh, God, have been spoken against our children, their marriages, their womb, our marriages, our womb, every evil, negative word we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And any relationship that we're in that is not of God, oh God, intervene. Do, oh God, intervene. We cannot tell you how to intervene, oh God. Your word says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose in the name of Jesus. Any marriage, any relationship that have come about because of witchcraft in the name of Jesus, even manipulation, collaboration in the name of Jesus, incantation in the name of Jesus, we release the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus to destroy every work of darkness. We cancel curses. We cancel negative incantation and enchantment. We cancel witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Restore unto our children. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation in the name of Jesus. Father God, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, when we do not understand these things, that we can just call upon your name. Call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus, that we do not move in our human mind, but we move according to the thoughts and minds of God, remembering that God's ways are not our ways, are not man's ways. His thoughts are higher. The way he do things is completely different from how we cannot even compare ourselves. Forgive us for even trying to compare ourselves to God. But Lord, open our ears to hear his voice and be obedient and sensitive and not listen to what is all around us, but listen to your voice, oh God. And Father God, we come against the enemy trying to mimic your voice. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every enemy mimicking your voice, guising themselves as God. We come against them, and oh God, arise, destroy them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, so with the mantle of Jesus Christ that is upon my life, oh dear master, the oil that you pour, oh God, that never runs dry, when you pour that heavenly oil upon me and you said do it quickly, oh God, I come in all the power, oh, of Jesus Christ. Oh, I have no power of my own, and I destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus against my children, against me, against my bloodline, against my husband and his bloodline in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as a leader in this ministry, you, oh God, have made me a leader over this ministry. You are the shepherd, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I come in your name and I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, arise, oh God, let our enemies be scattered, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. Let this day, July 14, 2022, be a day of a new season as we enter into a new dimension of overflow of blessings upon blessings. In the name of Jesus, you increase our spirit of your spirit of discernment in us, give us wisdom, godly wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, and might. Oh God, let us sing according to your will and plan for our lives. Make the vision plain. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, they're gathered against us. But there will not, the enemy will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we for hearing these prayers. We thank you for restoring our children, wombs, their lives, their marriages. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any child that is of that we have, oh God, that may be going through any miscarriage. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Satan, get your hands off that mother. Get your hands of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, you ordained these children to come through to this earth, oh God. Father God, so finish their assignment. Let your kingdom come on earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Touch every pregnancy. In the name of Jesus, touch the babies. In the name of, is there any problems, Father God, corrected in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, let these babies come through full term. Let there be health and deliverance and delivery of these babies in the name of Jesus. Right now, we release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon these wombs right now. We release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon barren wombs in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon the babies that have been been developed in the womb. Father God, you knew them and ordained them before they were in the form in the mother's womb like you did with us. And so we cover these babies in the blood of Jesus. We cover these pregnancies in the blood of Jesus. We cover this relationship in the blood of Jesus. We break our children loose from the clutches of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We break them loose. Oria masatere, break Christa loose. Yekuria masatere, yekuria masere, break it loose in the name of Jesus. Uria masere, break Alexia loose in the name of Jesus. Yekuria masatere, yeko in the name of Jesus. Break D-Boy loose. Break Nicholas loose in the name of Jesus. Break Chelsea loose in the name of Jesus. Break Tia loose in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus from the hands of the enemy. Oh God, their body, soul, and spirit belong to Jesus Christ. They will walk in the purpose and in their destiny. Thou let thy kingdom come in our children. Let thy kingdom come in our nieces and nephews. Let your will be done. Let thy kingdom come in their families. In the name of Jesus, prosper the works of their hand. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, activate the worth of portion in them. In the name of Jesus, yeah, my grandmother's prayer. Yeah, my grandmother's prayer. In the name of Jesus, yeah, kurisidikaya, my grandmother's, my great-great-grandmother. Oh, yeah, kuriyama, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather. In the name of Jesus, yeah, kuriyama, let that praise, the praise, the praise of the righteous envelop much. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Yekuriasan, let them walk in favor. In the name of Jesus, Uriasan, I cover today in the blood of Jesus, Daniel in the blood of Jesus, Daryl in the blood of Jesus, Yekuriasan. Open the eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against deceit in the name of Jesus. Evil collaboration and manipulation. We cancel. Open my sisters and brothers' eyes in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual eyes in the name of Jesus. Help us to make the right choices. Let us walk by your faith and not by sight. Empower us. Fill us up. Fill everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we are coming to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. We will dwell in the fruitful land. We come in dominion and anointing that comes from Jesus Christ. The dominion man, we come against incident and accident. We shall not die. No one under the sound of our voice or their children or their spouses shall die. They shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When Jesus opens the door, no man can shut it. When Jesus shuts the door, no man can open it. We shut the door of sickness and diseases. We shut the doors of death. We shut the doors of confusion. We shut the doors of poverty. Yet there must be released peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we release the supernatural wisdom of God, the supernatural favor of God surrounding our lives. In the name of Jesus, we declare this will not fly. We are standing on the promises. We are standing on the holy ground. Hallelujah. Yekuria Mase. Towers of blessing. Oriakoya Mase. Yes, Lord. We call for increase on every side. Increase over that overflow. Let the anointing overflow. Let the oil overflow. In the name of Jesus, every partner of this ministry, oh God, those that have been with us through thick and thin, Apostle Cynthia, her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Apostle John and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Reverend Williams, her husband and her family and her minister, oh God, you know those that really, really been with us, oh God, to take and sin, oh God, those that spoke good words for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that pray sincerely from their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let them receive their blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus too. And Father God, you know the hearts of those that were wicked. We don't see it, but you see it. We don't care to see it, but you see it and know it. Let their prayers, oh God, their evil and negative words that will come into repentance, let it fall upon them in the name of Jesus. If they do not come into repentance, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. Cover our children in the blood. Thank you, Lord, that favor is a shield. Thank you, Lord, for inhabiting our praises. Thank you, Lord, for taking us in this ministry from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Father God, I ask you to continue to heal Bill in the name of Jesus. We thank all folk, oh God, transformation unto you, Jesus. Only you, God. Bless his grandmother, his mother, and the family. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, bless each and everyone. Everyone, Lord. Perfect all these prayers. Pray this morning. Let it be a sweet-smelling nostril, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, sweet-smelling incense in your nostrils. Father God, thank you. Thank you. We bless you. We thank you for a beautiful, fruitful day full of blessings. We thank you for canceling every plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Father, bless the Apostle Ray ministry, O God. In the name of Jesus, Gloria Sabiriaco. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Christ Jesus, I'll be calling Mariama and giving her the new prayer line number. Texting everyone with the prayer line, not the radio, the prayer line. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name.